When the top of 498. Okay, bottom line is the Jews worship the eagle. Moshe Rabbeinu is in the Shemayim, and Hashem says to him, go down, your nation got destroyed. They're sinning. They made an eagle. Moshe Rabbeinu starts davening to Hashem, starts arguing with Hashem. Hashem says, leave me alone, which means don't leave me alone. And we discussed last time, which means Hashem basically said to Moshe Rabbeinu, you have the ability to fight me. And like we discussed, that's what a Jew has to do. Anyway, Moshe Rabbeinu comes down from the Har Sinai. Okay, and he has the two luchas. The last thing we discussed...
You said 498?
498 on top. Last week we discussed that the luchas were made by Hashem, the writing was made by Hashem, and so on and so forth. And we said, the last thing we explained, it was a few weeks ago, Chodesh ala luchas literally means engraved on the luchas, but as the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, it means freedom. And we discussed how you can have ultimate freedom only when you do Torah mitzvahs. Okay, so now Moshe Rabbeinu comes down to the foot of the mountain. Vayishma Yeshua is called Ha'amberei, and Yeshua heard the sound of the people shouting. Now what happened is, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai for 40 days and 40 nights, his disciple, Yeshua, the disciple of Moshe Rabbeinu, camped at the foot of the mountain for 40 days. So he wasn't really even in the camp. He wasn't there when they made the golden calf. He had nothing to do with it. He was completely camped at the bottom of the mountain. Moshe Rabbeinu comes down. Moshe Rabbeinu comes down to the bottom of the mountain, and Yeshua is there. So Yeshua hears the shouting in the camp. What were the Jews doing? They were partying in the presence of the eagle, in the presence of the golden calf. They were partying. Vayemid al Moshe. So Yeshua says to Moshe, "Kol mechama b'machane." I hear the sound of war in the camp, because he didn't know what it was. Moshe, Yeshua hears a lot of screaming. He couldn't imagine they're making a golden calf. So what does he hear? He says they hear war in the camp. But yeah, we'll discuss a little bit. So it says, "Vayemer," and Moshe Rabbeinu said to them like this. And Kerala Neis Chalusha Gvura, I don't hear shouting of strength. Kerala Neis Chalusha, I don't hear shouting of weakness. Kerala Neis Anechi Shemei, I hear a sound of distress. Meaning, it's not the strong people winning the war, it's not the losing people losing the war. This is a call of distress. And the Mefarshim discuss over here, there's different opinions. Some opinions say that actually Moshe Rabbeinu told Yeshua off. In this statement, he told Yeshua off. He says, you think you're an expert in war because you fought Amalek, you fought different battles. Moshe Rabbeinu says, a Jewish leader is supposed to hear from the shouting, what type of shouting it is. And the Ramban learns that actually Moshe Rabbeinu told Yeshua off a little bit by telling him, what do you mean? What do you mean you're saying it's a war? If you're a future leader, you're supposed to know what the shouting of the Jewish people is supposed to be. Meaning, and Ramban cites a medrash, that Ramban, like we just said, cites a medrash that rebukes Yeshua by telling you have to detect the people's mood by their sound. It's a very profound statement, by the way. You have to detect the person's mood by the sound that they're making. And therefore you should understand that this is a sound of idol worshipping rather than the sound of battle. Now, when Moshe Rabbeinu came down, and the Medrash says, the Mefarshim explained, this what really bothered Moshe Rabbeinu over here. Because Moshe Rabbeinu maintained that like the Jews were forced to make the eagle. You know, like they had no choice, they had to make this golden calf. When Moshe Rabbeinu heard the Jews were enjoying it, and they're celebrating over the creation of the eagle, that made Moshe Rabbeinu angry than anything else. It made him angry, and that's why it's interesting. When he came down from the mountain, he didn't break the luchas yet. After Yeshua said what he said, and then he said when he came to the camp and he saw the golden calf, that's when he broke the luchas. He didn't break it earlier on in heaven. Okay, now he says like this. Mefarshim explain, Okay, we'll listen to that. So what happened like this? Pasuk continues, and he says, "Vahi kasher karev el amachne," when Moshe Rabbeinu came close to the camp, "Vayada so egel," and he saw the golden calf of Mochelis and the dancing and the celebrating. "Vayichar af Moshe," Moshe Rabbeinu got very angry. "Vayashlich miyodav es haluchis," he threw down the luchis. "Vayishaber esim tachas ahod," and he broke them underneath the mountain, meaning at the bottom of the mountain. So the question is, why did Moshe Rabbeinu break the luchas? Why did he break the luchas? So Rashi says, Moshe Rabbeinu made what was called a kal v'chomer. What does a kal v'chomer mean? Moshe Rabbeinu said, if Korban Pesach, which is one mitzvah of the Torah says, kol ben nechor, any Jew who worships idols cannot eat the Paschal lamb. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, if God says, one sin that you do, you're idol worshipping, you can't bring the Paschal lamb, how in the world can they have the whole Torah? So therefore, the Pasuk literally means, Moshe Rabbeinu took the luchas and threw them down. Other Mefarshim learn that that's not what happened. Vayashlich, even though it means he threw down, but the luchas fell out of his hands. What happens like this, the luchas were made out of this very heavy stone. We said if you count the size of the luchis, okay, 6 tvachim by 6 tvachim by 3 tvachim. Okay, they were rectangular, right? In the front they were square. 6 tvachim by 6 tvachim. So you're talking about, let's say tefach is 4 inches. It's about 24 inches by 24 inches. 2 feet by 2 feet. By, 3 tochim, half of that. Okay, what? 12 inches. So, and it was heavy stone. So it says, how is Moshe Rabbeinu able to carry this heavy stone? He says, because the letters of the luchas were godly letters. And because they were godly letters, the letters carried the luchas. It's like the Gemara says, there's a din, you know, there's what's called live weight and dead weight. Dead weight, when somebody, God forbid, is dead, it's much heavier than when you carry a living person, even though they're the same weight. Why? Because there's a rule, achai neses atzmi, like the living person carries himself. So what happens over here, the letters, the godly letters, were carrying the luchas. We're carrying the luchas. Now that the luchas, the letters flew up, when Moshe Rabbeinu got angry, the letters flew up, and now it became this very heavy stone, without godliness in it. So it says, one opinion of Moshe, it fell out of Moshe Rabbeinu's hands and he broke them. So one opinion is, he actually threw them down, the Rashi learned, and he said, if Korban Pesach, which is one sin, the Torah says if you worship idols, you can't do it, so how do you expect to get the whole Torah? So he threw it down. Okay. The Yashlich literally means he threw it down. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he came down over here, he saw like this. The Medrash says the Satan was dancing with the Jewish people and everything was going on over there for an extended period of time. 1 second.